Jesus Christ, dude. You scared me. I thought you weren't supposed to be home for, like, another few days. Did something happen?
Yeah, well, I could have told you that.
Your ex-girlfriend randomly invites you on a fully paid trip. I'm not surprised she pulled some kind of crap over your head like that. I told you from the start it was too good to be true. But no, you didn't listen to me. Never do. Sorry. I'm not trying to be an ass. I promise. I'm sorry that happened to you. Really, I am. Just... Well, maybe you'll listen to me from now on. I do tend to be right. Here. Give me your luggage. Why don't you just take a seat on the couch? I'll get you something to drink, yeah? So, I take it you don't exactly want to give me the details. Don't worry, it's fine. I don't understand why you're so hung up on her anyways. She was always such a pretentious... Right? Sorry. Said I wouldn't say anything bad about her. There are tons of other girls. Tons! I can't even count on all my fingers and toes. That's how many of them would love to date you. Seriously. And yet you keep going back to her, even though she's always treated you like... Do you... You realize she's just toying with you, right? This whole elastic band bullshit where she just keeps reeling you in only to push you away? Look, you're like... definitely the hottest roommate I've ever had. Oh yeah, for sure. At least all of my friends would totally go for you. Me? Why did we change the subject to me all of a sudden? I thought this was about you. Sure. I just said you were hot, didn't I? Wait, why is that freaking you out? I thought we were cool about it. I mean, you already know that I think you're hot. I told you as much as soon as I moved in. But, like, you never said anything about it, so... Well, yeah. Obviously. You're like a 9 on a bad day. Wait, why are you freaking out? This is news. This is... You thought I was joking? What the hell? Don't you know me? I would never joke about some kind of stuff like that. How long have we been living together? Like, at least 6 months. Dude, I thought you thought I was ugly or something. You never pursued it or even brought it up. I mean, Don't get me wrong. I know you want me. It's not a secret. But, like, well, I thought maybe you were just super hung up on your ex or something. I mean, clearly you are to some degree. You keep going back to her. But, well, I thought it was deeper than that. Come on. Last month, when I came in your room and we watched that movie together, and we totally cuddled. Take a hint. Come on. Platonic cuddles? Oh my god, you're thick. A part of me wants to believe that you're joking, but also I know you well enough to know that you're probably not. And what about when we... Come on. When we went to the car wash, remember? And I slid my hand on your thigh a little bit. Oh, come on. Friends don't do that. You thought I was picking something off. Oh my god. I've lost all faith in you. Like, really, I have. I don't think you'll ever get it back. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm saying it to your face now. But obviously, only if you completely drop that pathetic ex of yours. I'm not gonna fuck around with you if you're just gonna ditch me whenever she texts you. Because I'm a human, I have feelings, you know. I'm not just going to go into a relationship with someone who's not committed. But you and I, we've known each other long enough. We're with each other almost every day. We're good friends. You know, I think if he'd be willing to stop talking to her for anyone, that it would be me. Look, we've known each other long enough. I'm not trying to beat around the bush, and I'm not fucking with you either. I'm being honest. It's not like I waited on purpose. I told you. I just kind of thought, you know, you were too caught up with her. Or, well, it's become clear now, you just didn't take me seriously. Oh, shit, what am I doing? No, this isn't right. You're probably pretty vulnerable right now, given what you just went through. I shouldn't have sprung this on you. Why don't we just go play some games or something? That usually seems to make you feel better. No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself, I guess. I just don't want you to think I'm trying to take advantage of your mental state. I'm not. I'm just letting you know that if you're fed up, there are other options. You don't have to keep doing this to yourself. It's not fair to yourself, and it's not fair to those around you who care about you. I, for one, hate seeing this happen every time. And you just go in this decline and hold up in your room. You don't eat. And this happens, what? Every couple weeks when she gets bored? No, you don't have to apologize. That's not what I'm getting at. But, you know, eventually you do have to choose if you want to be happy. You keep doing the same thing with her and expecting something different. It's not gonna happen. Because if she wanted you, she would have treated you right the first time. There shouldn't have been anyone else that she was talking to. There shouldn't have been any games. That's not how you treat someone when you love them. Sorry, ranting. You know what? Why don't we go do something? No, not a date. That's not what I meant. I mean, unless you wanted to. But I only meant something to make you feel better. We could go to your favorite restaurant. I'm paying, so leave your wallet here and don't even think about arguing. And, then we could go to that arcade place that you like so much. I've always seemed to skip out whenever you want to go. Don't really like loud places, but I'm more than happy to make an exception this time. So, how does that sound? What's that look for? Did I do something wrong? I'm really trying not to fuck this up. You just... Right. No, it's okay, I get it. You just want to stay here, that's totally fine. I can just, you know, go to my room and give you some privacy. You want me to stay? Ooh. What does that mean, though? Hey, what are you doing? If you needed a hug, just say. No, I suppose I don't mind, just kind of startled me, that's all. Wait, are you trying to... No, we can... We can totally cuddle. If that's really what you wanted, then I don't mind. I'd be more than happy to cuddle with you. Any day. Alright, so, let me just squeeze in here. Is this fine? Are you sure I'm not, like, too close, you know? My ass isn't, you know, grinding on any places it shouldn't be. Really? Are you sure? I kind of feel something. It's nothing. Give me a second. I'm gonna just feel... There's something poking me. What the hell is this? It's like going in between your legs.
books. It's not right. Right? Dude, why do you have that smile on your face? It's not your dick, is it? Please, for the love of God. So we... I'm not forcing this. I just mean, like, it's not too fast for you. Cause, fuck, I'm not gonna lie. If you're down, then I think I'm down too. Hey, don't act so surprised. I literally just, like, profess my love to you, and you're shocked I might want to hook up? Look, you had a failed fucking trip with your ex. Who's to say I couldn't suck or fuck the pain away? Though I prefer fuck. No, I suppose I wouldn't mind going down a little bit. If that's what you want, I mean, is it? Oh, that's crazy, dude. I can't hear your head rattle, so, like, I think you're gonna have to, like, use your words. Yeah, that's right. You're a grown-ass fucking man, and if you wanna fuck me, then you'll ask. I said what I said. So, are you gonna fucking grow a pair? Because I'm waiting. And then what? Tell me all the dirty things you wanna do to me. Who gives a fuck? You won't know if I want to do them or not until you try. And of course, if I really didn't want to do something, I would tell you. So go on. Fucking try me. Is that right? Yeah. Do you fantasize about my tits a lot? I see your eyes wonder. I bet you're always fucking wondering what's under this top. Tell me. When we're all alone and it's just the two of us, do you think about fucking me? Do you think about what it would be like to touch my boobs? Under my shirt? Like this? Oh, don't play the fucking shy guy now. I'm trying to put your hand under my shirt. Don't jolt away. Let's not pretend like you didn't fucking ask for this. It's not a prank. It's not a joke. I want this. Okay. Sorry, it's sensitive. The way you squeeze him, it's just... I don't know. Maybe it's been too long since I... Oh. said anything about nipple play. Why are you just taking all this fucking initiative out of nowhere? Fuck, it kind of turns me on. Take my shirt off. Fuck, you don't have to ask twice. Yeah? You like the view? I thought so. Well, are you just gonna stand there with your jaw on the floor? Or are you gonna fucking do something about it? So, am I gonna do this or what? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Is that a promise? And I like where this is going. Take it out. What? I know you've fantasized about this before. So take what's yours. What I'm offering you. Lay me down over this bed, or even over the desk, or on the table, fuck, anything. Take what's yours. No games. Just you and me. I didn't think you'd have it in you. It's, the fuck. You really went for it. Wait, you're gonna move already. But... fuck. I didn't know you... Fuck. This is hot. Ticket, you needed that. Well, it was just all happened so fast and so hard. Don't tell me she gave you blue balls. She totally fucking did, didn't she? Don't worry. You're never, ever going to have to worry about that with me. Round two.